Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We are with Mike Goodwin, the city editor of the Albany Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing?
All right. Much better today, I'll tell you that. Well, let's talk about this horrific fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral. We witnessed the burning of it in Paris. There is a local connection here. Some students were in Notre Dame.
Correct. Yesterday morning, Karen Bonventry is a chaperone and a teacher on this trip with about 29 students from Shenandoah, was with, I think, about 18 students and other chaperones. They had lunch under the flying buttresses by the blossoming cherry trees, and then took a tour of Notre Dame. They were among the last people to be inside before it burned yesterday. And, you know, she talks about it, what a magical moment it was that they got to go in there, and, you know, the type of thing that you would think about for the rest of your life. And then hours later, the cathedral burns, and, you know, they know that they're among the, you know, the small group of people who saw it on the last day that it stood in its current state. I know they're going to rebuild it, but boy, it's amazing to lose a landmark like that.
It sure is, and our hearts go out to all the folks in Paris and especially the country of France for the loss here. Well, something WAMC has been covering since it began around our region, which includes New York and Vermont, certainly, and perhaps more to follow, the concerns about the chemical that could serve as an alternative to PFOAs in the manufacturing of nonstick surfaces are leading to calls for more regulation of the chemical industry.
Yeah, that's right. DuPont is making a new product called Gen X. And it's for it's supposed to replace PFOAs in the creation of nonstick surfaces for cooking. And there are some studies that seem to show that chemical is getting into groundwater in North Carolina. Kirsten Gillibrand and others in Washington are proposing a toxic chemical registry to keep track of the various additives that companies make for nonstick surfaces and other type of chemical use. But there's legitimate questions about whether the government can keep up with sort of the scientific changes that go on in all of these type of products. And they're not really sure if Gen X poses a serious threat to people, but it is getting out into waterways, at least in North Carolina.
Finally, a story about the Rensselaer County District Attorney. This is Mary Pat Donnelly. She does not expect to take action after a state police investigator admitted he lied under oath. Explain, sir.
Yeah, the police are generally allowed to lie to suspects in criminal investigations, and others, too, in criminal investigations, but they're not supposed to lie on the stand. And a state police investigator, during his direct testimony in a sex abuse trial, denied lying to the defendant in the case. And then when he was being cross-examined, still under oath, he admitted that he had lied in the courtroom under oath. And the judge at the time asked if he thought he wanted a lawyer. He declined, though the state police did send a lawyer over at some point. But yesterday, Mary Pat Donnelly said that it was more of a slip of the tongue, or prosecutors have said it was more of a slip of the tongue than an intentional lie, and she's not going to go forward with a perjury case against investigator Thomas Judge.
His name is Mike Goodwin. He joins us on Tuesdays. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, thanks, Dave. I'll see you later.